James Comey wonders if U.S. able to protect itself from bad man Donald Trump. By Hannah Blow on September 10, 2019. Former FBI Director James Comey wondered Monday on Twitter if the U.S. has done enough to protect itself from a bad man like President Trump. Comey quoted Frederick Douglass on Monday, writing, "In 1867, Frederick Douglass said, our government may at some time be in the hands of a bad man. We ought to have our government so shaped that even when in the hands of a bad man we shall be safe. Did we shape it well enough?" he asked, declaring, "The test is underway." The Justice Department's DOJ Inspector General IG report released last month found that the disgraced FBI director, who has a long-standing feud with the president, violated FBI policies by leaking memos detailing his private conversations with Trump. However, Comey's own personal conception of what was necessary was not an appropriate basis for ignoring the policies and agreements governing the use of FBI records, Michael Horowitz's DOJ watchdog report stated. "We conclude that Comey's retention, handling, and dissemination of certain memos violated department and FBI policies, and his FBI employment agreement," it continued. Despite that, Attorney General William Barr is declining to prosecute him. Upon completing its investigation, the OIG Office of Inspector General provided its factual findings to the Justice Department for a prosecutorial decision regarding Comey's conduct, as required by the Inspector General Act, the office stated. After reviewing the matter, the DOJ declined prosecution, it added. Comey emphatically claimed vindication following the release of the report, sarcastically requesting apologies in a pair of tweets. "I don't need a public apology from those who defamed me. But a quick message with a sorry we lied about you would be nice," Comey wrote in part. Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, told Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel that it is not over, indicating that the IG report's findings essentially make Comey eligible for a larger conspiracy charge. Comey has made a point to criticize Trump in recent months, accusing him last week of being too narcissistic to focus on dominant issues such as gun violence and hurricanes. Comey admitted last month that he was tired of being a Trump critic, but decided that he needed to continue speaking out for the good of the country following a purported pep talk with a former colleague.